Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Getting into our headlines here in a second, but a couple of cool things got to tell you about, Leroy. First off, you guys want to win some tickets to see Morgan Wallen?
Whoa! The Morgan Wallen?
The Morgan Wallen. I just
want to know. Will there be chairs?
Well, if they're on, keep them away from his paws, dude.
Yeah.
We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guest Miranda Lambert. I love Miranda Lambert.
Lambie, as we call her.
Brooks and Dunn and Gavin Adcock at Hard Rock Stadium in July. If you guys want to enter, text the word hard to 20357. I swear this is not a lead up to a Blue Chew ad. I swear to God.
Yo,
text
can
hard
I just say this?
To 20357.
What's that last artist's name?
Adcock.
And what's the word we texting?
Hard.
And you sure this is not a Blue Chew?
It's not a Blue Chew ad, dude. All right? That's the code word today.
Even I, by the way, up with the code words.
Who do you think?
Did you think that maybe you...
No, I think he's like... I think Galen is like, all right, what's in this read? All right, hard. We'll do hard today. When yesterday's word was Wallen. Mm. You know, I don't know. I don't make the code words. I think Galen does.
Does he not know we're children and we will read into that? And
because Gavin Adcock is also on the lineup?
You read it right before you said hard.
I just want to love somebody.
So that's Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Text hard, H-A-R-D, not a Blue Chew ad, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Okay. Can I just say this?
Yep.
Why do we say message and data rates apply? Mm-hmm. You don't pay. We don't pay data anymore. We don't do that anymore.
Some people do. You have to. It's a legal thing. People do.
No, they don't.
Some people do.
No, they don't.
There's definitely people.
No.
Leroy, there are people who are still going with like the old rabbit ears. You know, some people may pay for data and message. So you got to let them know. Hey.
Rabbit ears?
Yeah.
For what?
TV.
We're talking. If you have a cell phone, the data is.
I don't think that's true. People have pay as you go. People have little. They have limited plans. Not everybody has unlimited.
42% of people are still paying for data.
There you go.
I'll take it back.
Yeah, 58% of Americans have unlimited data plans.
And I would say to this to you, Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for that.
You know,
because like soon as somebody says something, me fact checking it. The only people in the world get fact checked on everything that come out of their mouth, and people care.
So sorry. Say Google.
Man. So yeah, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory. The Tucson, that's not in the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We've been talking about some of the coaches getting introduced yesterday. Did you guys see Jerry Jones on the at his intro press conference?
I don't know. Here's what the press conferences this week are. Mm-hmm. Every owner trying to justify the head coach they hired that nobody's heard of.
Oh, dude. Well, you got to hear that, because this was the biggest.
What was worse?
Yep.
What we heard or what we're going to hear? Because Shad Khan didn't say nothing. We didn't get anything from him.
I don't know what Shad Khan said yesterday.
Right.
Is this worse than Duval? I don't know if anything's worse than that. I think he for sure had the worst day yesterday. Jerry Jones, who talks more than any owner.
Yes.
He explained, because you people want to know, Cowboys job is open. Mike McCarthy basically left you, and he doesn't even have a job. Like, Mike McCarthy didn't leave, and you're just like, oh, he went on to greener pastures. No, he went to no pastures. And you're like, oh, who are you hiring?
Well, he didn't offer him a contract.
Fine, dude. But the point was, he probably didn't want to stick around either. And Brian Schottenheimer's the coach, and it's just like, that's... Because it just feels like Jerry Jones doesn't want a coach. He wants a puppet.
Yeah. What do I say?
But Jerry, this guy, he can sell you. Because this is why he says this is actually the toughest decision he's ever made.
Without this thing being about me in any way, if you don't think I can't operate out of my comfort zone, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable. This is as big a risk as you could take. As big a risk as you could take. No head coaching experience. That let me share something with you. With all of that, what? You just heard him reference his osmosis, his family. Anybody in this room that doesn't believe the apple doesn't go far from the tree has missed it someplace down the road, especially if there was an effort to make it that way, and there was an effort. But then you go around to the countless numbers of coaches that Shoddy has served on staff with and been around, the countless players. How often do you have someone that has 25, I'm going to say 25, it may be 26, of years of working through the human relationship and working, aspiring to learn, or have his ears and eyes wide open and looking for techniques and looking for things that make coaches better?
I'm sorry, what just happened?
Oh, he is trying to justify his pick of Rando head coach. That's what he's doing.
Okay, but like, did he not just cut the guy's legs off immediately when he goes, this is actually the hardest decision. Look at this guy. No experience at all.
No head coaching experience. What?
Nobody would hire this guy. What are we doing here, Jerry?
Then he started talking about osmosis. Like, you know, it's 25 years. Osmosis. I'm like, all right, dude. Good luck. Good luck against Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, dude, you don't let your son do anything. He sits up there and is just like, whatever you say, Dad. That's right, Steven. Osmosis. What you guys don't realize, it's actually harder when you hire a bum. That'll prove how much I love football in the first place. I'm not going to hire some qualified coach. That would be easy.
It was very hard for me to do this, you know. you just don't understand.
You don't understand. It would basically be like, hey, have you ever fixed a toilet? Oh, you're not a plumber? That's real confidence in someone to go fix something they have no business fixing.
It'd be easy to go get a good coach. No.
I'm Belichick, smell a check. And he calls him Shoddy.
Shoddy. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. Shoddy over here. He's been around football for 25 years.
He's got a nickname. Well.
Hell, I could have had Darla do it. I mean, she's been my secretary for the last 30. Osmosis. Basically, guys just saying, like, he's been around football. Nobody would hire him as a head coach. His dad was a very successful head coach, but I don't know, man. I don't know if that was the I don't know if that would that would bleed confidence into me.
I'm sorry. Did I say osmosis? I meant my osteoporosis is acting up. I apologize.
I got to tell you. And it's even more amazing that he talked for that long before introducing the coach. Right?
I know what y'all going to say. This is a terrible mistake. And let me just say, I understand those feelings, which is why it's actually the best thing. You can only do the best thing if you hire a guy who everybody thinks is the worst, which is very clearly Shoddy. But let me explain why that's the hardest thing. That shows how much I love the Cowboys, because I would do the worst thing for them to prove I'm uncomfortable. And I'm very uncomfortable hiring a man with no experience, which shows you how much I love the Cowboys.
I'm all in.
He did have a coach who was very good. Very good football coach. His dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Marty, yeah.
They still talk about Marty in Cleveland.
Crazy. Man, that was he's something. He's something, Jerry Jones.
Would you expect anything different? Like,
no.
Because guess what? Think of some of the people that have been associated with that job the last few years. Maybe he was going to hire the quarterback coach who had just barely had, or the quarterback that had no coaching experience. So, yeah.
Cody says, you all have to watch Michael Irvin's reaction to the hire. Oh, I have to see that. I wonder if that is that verbal or like was that was on a podcast? Because I feel like Michael Irvin would be all in no matter what. I mean, I've seen Michael Irvin cry over the Canes in the NIT.
Yeah.
Like Michael Irvin's a very passionate man.
Yep.
Very passionate.
You know what happens when we talk about our boss, right?
What'd he say?
Defends himself.
Oh, yeah. He did come in
promotions, here. Promotions makes the code words. Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
He did. All right. Well, I'll blame. All right. Fine. Then Tyler. You can we not better, have buddy. Somebody named Gavin Adcock and the promo word hard in the same? Because people are going to think we're doing a Blue Chew read.
It's true.
How about guitar?
He's not familiar with our work. He's clearly not with our childishness. Right.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
They call me Big L.A., Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy. When I'm signing in the morning, you hear me?
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, I want to let you guys know we have a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas. Plus $5,000 for each guest. That's a total of $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. You log in or register for an account, and then you listen to WQAM or any participating station. You listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry. You can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, a great prize, and your chance to win. All you got to do is just listen to the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, 2025. It is a national contest, so check that on out. We are heading to Vegas tomorrow. Very excited. Woo! We're going to see David Benavidez and David Morrell as they will fight for some 175 interim titles, but really it's more of a grudge match to probably be the next guy to fight in line for the 175 pound title. Does feel like there's some smoke, by the way. I don't know if anything's going to happen while we're out there, Leroy, but it does feel like we are creeping closer to Canelo Terrence Crawford as well.
I like that. I like that.
Feels like we're getting there, dude. Just letting you know.
That'll be the biggest payday for both of them, right?
Yeah, I got to think so. Yeah. I got to think so. Especially with that Turkey Ala Sheik, throwing that money around willy-nilly.
I think even I'd buy that.
And you would buy it?
Yeah, usually I go, a little wink, wink. But you can't afford a buffering in a fight like this.
Oh, tell that to Netflix.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
Dane Stoff says, no flip-flops at the air. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
No, Leroy's and Leroy's going to side-eye me because my equipment's going to get flagged.
Let me tell you what happened. Here's what happens. We go through the line. I go, beep. Beep, beep. I go through, slide on my shoes. I look back. He is in security checkup. Like, they're tearing all of his luggage apart.
Sir.
Every time.
What is this, sir? It's a microphone. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a Zoom recorder, man.
I mean, every time. Then he has to basically get redressed. I'm like, oh.
Sorry.
How long is the flight from here to Vegas? Like 4 and some change?
It's like 5 hours.
5 hours.
Oh. Like 5 hours.
And then he says the thing. You know what I mean? The thing. We all have people we travel with.
What?
Or significant others or friends that say the thing that makes you want to punch them in the face. Just go ahead without me. I'll care.
Yeah, just go ahead without me though, dude.
Wait a minute. You know damn well what that means. Don't leave me.
You can leave me. It's fine. No. Go get a taquito or something.
No. Marcos, you laugh because you know.
Oh, yeah,
you know. Sure. You know.
Can't believe you left it.
Your wife has said that to you, and you know damn well what that means.
Speaking of wives, did you guys see what the Suns are doing to Bradley Beal? What? They are bullying him, dude.
Bullying him.
They're bullying him.
What are they doing now?
And so, apparently, the Suns win yesterday. They beat the Clippers. Bradley Beal had 8 points.
They're 8-2 the last 10.
The Suns?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, they still want him gone, but it seems like Bradley Beal is pretty dug in on, I don't want to leave.
This is strange.
Guess what? He goes, you know what? People were saying, oh, Bradley would go to Chicago and Bradley would go to Milwaukee.
Bradley's well, like, no, he
here's
won't.
Here's the thing, though, guys. We forget. Bradley Beal also has a wife. And you want to know something? I don't think she wants to freeze her ass off right now. So these reports come out yesterday that Bradley Beal only will waive his no trade clause for like a winning situation and preferably, very preferably, in warm weather. So basically he's saying, I'll go to Miami, maybe, or one of the LA teams. But these Milwaukee, Chicago's reuniting with Billy Donovan stuff that people are throwing out there. Mm-mm. But then Mrs. Beal, she posts yesterday on her social media a long statement. It says, I usually ignore nonsense as I like to leave the circus to the clowns, but let's clear this up. Being a fan is fine. Boo, you suck comes with sports, but disrespect is another thing. During the game, a quote, Suns fan spent the entire night heckling my husband. It got so bad, I sent my kids away in the third quarter after multiple people asked if we were okay, asked if I wanted to say something. The breaking point came in the fourth when my kids were back and the fan yelled, trade this bum ass Beal for Jimmy Butler. My 6-year-old with tears in his eyes asked why somebody would say that about his dad. So at that point, security had to intervene or I was going to, well, I think she puts an emoji that basically says lose it. Athletes are human. They have families. Be a fan, but keep it respectful. Because if we keep it real, most talking crazy behind a keyboard, not to somebody's face, would be the first to ask for a picture outside. Hope this clears things up. Back to enjoying my day with my family.
Very eloquently written.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very eloquently written. And also, I hope you realize what you're doing to him, Jimmy.
Okay.
Look what you've done.
This is Jimmy's fault.
Look at it. You made a kid cry. Hey, Jimmy, you made a kid cry.
Wow.
You made a kid cry.
Because Bradley ain't really have nothing to do with this. It's all Jimmy.
He's like, all I did was you guys traded for me last year. You knew what I had. Like, you think Bradley Beal just ever walked around being like, you guys knew I had a no trade clause when you traded for me? Like, why is this like one of those things? Be like, we're going to be really, really mean to this guy.
I just don't get it.
Hopefully he decides to go to a place that's not as great to live as Phoenix.
Not when he's getting 600 a game. He'll gut it out. Right?
I think like, so.
Yeah. Like, man.
It does kind of feel like this Phoenix thing, and unfortunately for Jimmy, it does feel like this Phoenix thing has died on the vine.
Oh, yeah. They, like, yeah.
Like, they've tried. Hey, look, you know, there's been tried. You need, like, 900 teams. And by the way, Jimmy, we also, just so you know this, we need Bradley Beal to say yes. And it doesn't seem like he's too keen on that.
Well, that's the first part of it. The first part of it is he has to say yes. If he doesn't say yes, I don't care how many teams you get involved. Right. I don't care how many soft landing spots. I don't care anything else you do. It doesn't matter if he doesn't say yes. Yeah. And that, and to be honest with you, Jimmy should understand that more than anybody as a player.
And the other part of this is, Jimmy Butler doesn't have a no trade clause. Now, obviously his camp has come out and has tried to throw cold water on this whole Memphis thing for whatever reason. But if you do get to the point where it's like, all right, Phoenix is out. Like, when does he get back to playing basketball? Because I know people are saying, well, if you trade him somewhere, someone's going to risk him going full Miami Heat. Is that really going to happen in another place? Because his beef is with Pat Riley, is it not?
Here.
At some point, he's got to do his job, Leroy.
Here's what I love about you. That you don't realize if Jimmy goes somewhere else, mm-hmm. and they don't give him an extension, mm-hmm. new Pat Riley. You see what I'm saying? Now, my question is this. And you're right about this. No matter what happens, at some point, he's got to play basketball if he want to get paid in 2027.
Right.
So the worst case scenario is this, that he gets traded where he doesn't want to. He pouts and complains about being there. He doesn't play. They don't extend him. He opts in. And that's it.
Yeah, and here's the thing that's crazy about it is, like, you know, I don't know what Jimmy's agent is telling him, even though he's...
should probably be telling him, you should probably at some point play back.
Probably. I mean, he's starting to crash out on Twitter, so, as the kids say. But from my standpoint, like, hey, you guys tried, okay? Bully for you that you gave it a good effort. You considered this, you got this son's wacko to be like, oh, we'll pay Jimmy Butler the extension. We'll give him Bradley Beal's money. All good, all well and good, guys. You made a stink. You put a whole WWE thing together with Shams. We hate you, Shams. Great job. The one thing we've that you guys seem to fail and grab a hold of is the Miami Heat don't want Bradley Beal, and Bradley Beal doesn't seem to be wanting going anywhere other than the Miami Heat.
And which is not going
to
happen.
That seems to be an issue here. We seem to be at an impasse. You can't make Bradley Beal want to go to Milwaukee. You can't make Bradley Beal want to go to Chicago. You just can't. Even if you have, you know, people bullying him during games, and you have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker freezing him out, it's still a nice place to live, and it's still $60 million a year. What are you supposed to do? Oh, Jimmy wants to be here. Bradley Beal sitting here. Oh, Jimmy wants to be here. Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll move across the country and freeze my ass off. Like, say that to yourself. Jimmy wants. Oh, I guess I'll go be a Chicago. Oh, I didn't know Jimmy wanted to be here. If I'm Bradley Beal. Oh, Jimmy wanted to be. Oh, I guess I'll go be a Chicago Bull. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what am I not in the Kevin Durant group text? Ooh. Heavens to Betsy. Like, you know how ridiculous that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the matter? Am I not invited to D-Book's appearance? Do I have to get hanging out with one of the Jenners? That's all right. I'll just sit here in the desert with my munion.
Which is his right, because he has a no-trade clause. I don't understand why people are upset with Bradley Beal not wanting to play along so you can get what you want. Right? Like, you know, that's his right. It was negotiated for that purpose.
This exact purpose, is it not?
Yeah. Right. So he doesn't end up somewhere he doesn't want to be.
It's like, hey, Bradley, you know, you really want to be here, dude? I mean, like, it's a little frosty here. Your role's reduced. What do you think about going to a real winning situation in Milwaukee? I'm sorry. You mean 14 degrees Milwaukee right now? Guess what? Not great, James Jones. No trade activated. Why don't you go ask KD if he wants to be a Buck? See ya.
And that's it.
It didn't seem like it's a special power. Like, no trade activated.
Well, that's what I would do if I had the no trade.
It's not a special power, dude. It's a clause in his contract.
I would have every trade brought to me. Be like, what do you think of Utah? Mountains. No trade activated.
Why is he British now? Why is he? I don't understand.
Take a break. Appropriately. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. So yesterday, as all this fallout is happening from the Jimmy Butler saga, an old character has popped up out of his prairie hole and is like, I'm going to say some stuff today. And that is Jimmy Butler's agent, Bernie Lee. You may remember him from such films as Shams is a Liar. Well, yesterday, he decided to walk it back a little bit. And I just laughed out loud when I read this. Because, you know, he started posting some things like, oh, this is, you know, he's making jokey jokes like, this is the most expensive Christmas party, failed Christmas party attendance ever. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And then somebody says like, hey, completely reasonable thing here. We can't believe nothing you said after you tried to say Shams was capping. That's not telling the truth, Leroy.
Hey, man.
I'm just letting you know. The kids will say sometimes.
You realize that I have a 25-year-old son.
No cap. Everything he mentioned has come out as true.
He's black, I might add. Thus, given more credibility to the vernacular.
You, on the other hand, .. And he says, you know what? This is Bernie Lee. You know what? I got time today. Let's clear this one up because I'm sick of you trolls commenting on my kids' pics about this. Ha ha. I wasn't saying the idea of an issue was a lie. What the lie was that I spoke to anyone, i.e. I was used to advance a story 2 days in a row by name. And dude, I got to tell you, Bernie, hey, man, the damage is done, my friend. As one familiar with being a semantic samurai, you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing. Don't start doing the old backpedal now. Like you.
Uh-oh.
Man. I was waiting for you to come back. Frozen. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Bernie Lee is his damage is done. Leroy, who is your damage is done?
So.
Didn't realize Bernie had access to my internet.
So.
He's right there with Putin.
Putin, yeah. My damage is done is going to go to two fan bases. Ohio State and the Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Damage is done.
You dog cussed your coaches at a certain point in the season. Early on in the season, Nick Sirianni was on the hot seat. Not that anybody put him there, but we put him on the hot seat. A hot seat that never existed. We just made one up. He's terrible. Cooked. And now, those two coaches, one has a national championship, and one could possibly win a Super Bowl. Now, I went with that one instead of the obvious. New York Giants, general manager.
Ooh, Joe Shane.
The damage is done, my friend.
Wow.
Wait. You realize you got rid of the guy that was propping the guy up you gave $40 million a year to.
You think John Mara ever just, like, do you think during these games, do you think he just sends him, Twitter highlights of Saquon every time he goes for, like, has anybody had more 60-yard touchdown runs than Saquon Barkley this year?
He's had more big play, I want to say seven plays of 60 yards or more.
Wild, dude.
Wild. But I had to, like, I you know, I'm always big on fans being unrealistic. But the way you went after these two coaches, right? I had some fun with it, too, you know, with Ohio State. But Eagles fans, y'all been trying to fire this guy, and he's going to his second Super Bowl. Like, what gives?
Man. Irving says, rehiring Chris Greer as GM. Damage is done. I don't think he was rehired. I think he was just not fired, Irving. Retained. Now is retained. Yeah, retained as GM. The damage is done.
Yeah. I mean, with Tyreek,
good call. Damage is done.
Does Tyreek Hill get a damage is done for his comments yesterday?
Absolutely. Especially the fact that he's playing Fortnite while he's addressing this super serious. Like, come on, dude.
Damage is done.
What do you got, Froggy?
A question before I bring it up, as I always attempt to do my best to make sure we don't get flagged now, as I had an interesting run during the Olympics. If I were to play a tweet that had 3 seconds of WWE on Netflix, that flaggable material?
Absolutely.
Seems like it, right? So I have a photo instead. Yesterday, as for the third time, Monday Night Raw on Netflix continues to raise the stakes as they are in a new era, a new chapter, which has a lot of people acting different. That applies to wrestler JD McDonagh, who did what is known as a somersault, which is a backflip.
Jade, is it like JD, like the initials, or JD?
No, just the letter J, letter D, McDonagh.
Gotcha.
Correct. So he he tested his abilities, did a backflip off the top rope in the direction of the announcing table. Unfortunately, kind of landed at the edge of that table there, resulting in two broken ribs and a punctured lung as well.
So they had to throw up the X.
Yeah, it really hurt. Exactly. This guy was definitely
Whenever they throw up that, that means, hey, this guy's hurt. Get this guy. We need to. This is not part of the act.
He is not faking. This guy's not moving right now. Punctured lung and two broken ribs on that.
What's the dude's name? JD?
JD McDonagh, which is MCDON. You get it.
Oh,
I'm telling you, dude.
It is
not good.
Why did he? Oh, no. Leroy, I got to send this to you.
Send it to me.
I thought it was going to be like a concussion kind of vibe just because of how the back of his head snaps backwards. But nope. Broken ribs and punctured
He basically hit that table like Tua does the turf.
really? That's why I was like, oh, concussion. I've seen this before, for sure.
I've seen this before. That guy doesn't take jiu-jitsu.
I'm an expert. He didn't roll. He was supposed to tuck and roll. He didn't do that. But, apparently Raw on Netflix has people trying a bunch of crazy things, and don't think it worked out for JD, and I can speak on behalf on behalf of his ribs and his lungs. Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend. If you get legitimately hurt in wrestling, like they just have to change the storyline. They're like,
absolutely, he's not champ anymore. He's knocked out cold.
You know, it's a kind of injury though, because even if someone gets a concussion midway, they kind of like talk them through it. Like, hey, you have to pin me now. But if something like this happens, or like a broken leg, nah, you got to stop. Yeah, I mean, you got to change on the fly.
Wasn't he supposed to grab the guy's? That guy got out of the way. It's his fault.
He did get out of the way.
Yeah, he slipped off of him.
Yeah.
That was supposed to break his fall.
Did not work out. Did not work out for him. Damage is done indeed. I know he's going to be feeling that. I think you mentioned this, Leroy. When you break your ribs, like every time you breathe, you can feel it.
Dude, it's the worst.
What about broken ribs and punctured lung?
Like, now you can't breathe and it hurts to move.
That's rough.
Well, with the broken ribs, you're going to be taking little breaths anyway, so. Yeah.
Damage is done.
Jeez Louise.
I heard you watch.
And you can't watch no comedy.
Oh, no.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll get more into that Miami Heat win from last night. There's some national reports now talking about the Miami Heat being extra eager to move Jimmy Butler. So if you guys want to listen to that, we'll get into that on the other side. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, and of course, on the free Odyssey app. It's spelled AUDACY in your app store. Back with more after this.